I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business and Politics update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. The private option passes. Details after this.
This Talk Business Arkansas update is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.
On a fifth and final effort, the Arkansas House of Representatives passed a funding measure for the private option health insurance program. The bill passed the House by a 76-24 margin with one vote to spare. Representatives Kim Hammer, Les Carnine, and Mary Lou Slinkard, all Republicans, all voted yes for the first time in the 2014 fiscal session to pass the measure. The federal trial of former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Shoffner began on Wednesday. Shoffner's been charged with 6 counts of extortion, 1 count of attempted extortion, and 7 counts of receipt of a bribe by an agent of a state government receiving federal funds. She's also facing 10 additional counts of mail fraud. This week, prosecution witnesses portrayed Shoffner as combative with staff members and unconcerned with potential business deals that might raise red flags with state auditors. Russ Harrington, the longtime CEO of Little Rock-based Baptist Health System, will retire July 1st and be succeeded by Troy Wells, who currently holds the title of Senior Vice President of Administrative Services for the healthcare group. Baptist Health made the announcement on Monday. Harrington will retire after 40 years of service to the company. Simmons First National Corporation filed notice with the Securities and Exchange Commission that it would consolidate its 7 subsidiary banks into a single banking organization. The consolidation of charters will occur in 2 phases, the bank said. CEO George Makris said that there are many operational functions that are currently performed separately for each of the 7 banks. After the consolidation, those tasks will only need to be performed one time. The U.S. Department of Defense has awarded Tyson Foods a 3-year contract worth a maximum of $444 million to supply chicken to the federal government. The contract is for commercial chicken items. It's described as fixed price with an economic price adjustment component. Overseas vendors supporting overseas military customers also will order from the contract, the department said. Tyson was chosen from a group of 9 offers received through a competitive bid process. Mountain Valley Water Company of Hot Springs has been acquired by a group of investors with Kansas City-based Great Range Capital. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Great Range Capital is a private equity firm. Mountain Valley is the oldest continuously operated bottled water company in the U.S. and has been in business since 1871. The CEO of Union Pacific Corporation, the railroad transportation giant, told a Little Rock audience that he sees positive signs in the U.S. economy, particularly in the agricultural, chemical, and auto business. Jack Koroleski, who served as CEO since 2012, told the Arkansas Economic Development Foundation, which is the nonprofit arm of the state's economic development agency, that early trends in his transportation portfolio are off to a good start in 2014. He also cited upticks in business related to energy and manufacturing as a boost for stronger revenues in the coming year. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.